Brad Davison now joins us to talk some racing quickly before 8 o'clock. Massive trial coming up at around that 8.45 mark. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys. You're right. Big trials this morning, isn't it? Looking forward to them at Warwick Farm, of course. Yes. Reloaded, Shared Ambition, Nature Strip, in particular that heat at 8.45 a.m. It's going to be a cracker. Of course, we haven't seen Nature Strip since that demolition down the straight of Flemington, the VRC Classic back in November. And yes, of course, we'll make his first public appearance since the Everest back in October, of course, winning that and showing just how good this three-year-old crop is. So I can't wait, guys, to see what these three-year-olds do in the autumn. For the fact that he was able to knock off the older sprinters there, some of the best sprinters going around in the likes of Santa Ana, just goes to show that this three-year-old crop's extremely good, and the likes of Exceedance, Bivouac, Calibertini, yes, all these horses. Be fascinating to see where they can really dominate the older horses come the autumn.
It's always exciting when you get the new crop coming through and see whether they can knock off the older horses, and I'm sure a lot of people will think they can. What about Alan Hull, legendary Riverina caller down there in Wagga? He's about to call his last race meetings.
Yeah, they've got a Wagga meeting today there, so I'm sure Al will be calling. But look, the last TAB meeting, or Thoroughbred meeting anyway, that he's going to call at Wagga this Sunday on Australia Day. So, he announced last year that he was going to hang up the binoculars, and it's been, 40, 50 years. I think he's called 41 Wagga Gold Cup,
wow,
which is a remarkable effort. He's going to cover an Albury harness meeting there on January 31 as well, but this Sunday is going to be his last official Thoroughbred TAB meeting. I believe he's going to do a little bit of tour with a few non-TAB meetings as well to thank a lot of the clubs out there that have supported him over the years. But, yep, of course, famous for, a few sayings like they hit the line and crash back.
He'll go, the gates crash back, and he did the old, they hit the line. Yeah,
well, he used to call a bit of rugby league too down there, Alan, yes.
I was reading an article Ray Hickson wrote on the Racing New South Wales website, and he explained the theory behind that. They hit that line. He's just buying himself a bit of time because he always likes to have a crack in a photo finish and give the punters an idea which horse he's favouring in the photo finish. So that's just a bit of a stalling tactic. Gives him that bit extra time to work out which horse he's going to go with, and then he normally has a crack at the photo finish. So, good luck to Al and his last couple. And just going back to those trials as well, guys, today, a lot of interest to see what Reloaded can do, because he was a horse that was talked up by Chris Waller as a really, really nice horse. And, of course, we didn't really see him in the spring. But going back to that two-year-old form in the JJ Atkins and those lead-up races, not overly strong. It hasn't turned out to be great form really at all. The Prince Farway's sort of form line. I know Kubrick's come out of it and won a big race in the spring, but a little bit iffy. So we'll see. He was obviously had a few trials coming into the spring and then put away for the autumn. So we'll be interested to see what Reloaded does, whether he can live up to that early high.
And last but not least, mate, Clippo's back. He's been on the surfing safari, and we haven't seen him since late September. Gee, that's flown.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? He's been on that bit of a surfing trip, as you said, just to recharge the batteries. A remote location, I believe, in the Philippines, Ray Thomas reporting this morning in the Daily Telly. So, yeah, I think it's fair to say, when Sam returned from Hong Kong, he probably just struggled to get back into the groove and into city riding. It's so competitive, and he wasn't, he still held his own there, but probably would have. He holds himself in a high regard and wants great results, and he probably just wasn't able to achieve that early. So he's had a bit of a break, September, and now he's back. And good luck to Sam. We know he's a very, very good rider, so hopefully it's a big 2020 for him.
Beautiful, mate.